The Bible is the word of Almighty God. Therefore, it does not need to be defended, only understood. The purpose of this program is to present to you, our viewers, the key to understanding the Scriptures. There is within the pages of the Bible itself a God-given design for studying the Bible. All the confusion that exists within Christianity today is the result of two failures. Number one, ignoring God's design for Bible study. And number two, failing to believe what the Bible actually says. We remind you of what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:18. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall abide forever. We're instructed in Romans 3:4, let God be true, but every man a liar. We are informed by 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And as well, God tells us how to study his word in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's God's design, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not according to your liking, not into verses you want or don't want to obey, but making distinctions where God makes distinctions. Obeying that portion of the Bible that is specifically addressed to us today. Now, here is our teacher.
Welcome to the message of grace, and I'm glad you tuned in today. We have something extra special for you as our song leader at Grace Bible Church is going to spend some time this next half hour just ministering to you in music. His name is Jim Wilshire, and he's a real blessing to Grace Bible Church, and I'm sure he's going to be a blessing to you.
Well, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. For me, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. That old time religion. It's good enough for me. Old time religion. Actually, the Lord has given me much more than that old time religion. He's given me a brand new relationship with Jesus Christ. The moment I trusted in the blood of Jesus and the cross that Jesus died upon, he gave me a relationship and salvation and eternal life. That cross took care of everything for my life. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? Must Jesus bear that old rugged cross alone? And all the world go free. Yes, there was a cross for everyone. Jesus hung there for you. Thank you. that consecrated cross I'll share until death shall set me free. And then I'll go home, my crown to wear. Yes, there will be a crown. Be a crown for me just because I trusted in Christ and I'm allowing him to be my Savior. And since he came into my life, he's got a hold of it and he won't let me go. Well, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Well, sometimes I remember how I used to be guilty of sin. I tried to act happy and free, but it wasn't within. Oh yes, I fooled a lot of friends of mine. They thought I had some peace of mind, but I never had a thing until I opened up and let Jesus in. Oh, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Jesus came into my heart, he came into my soul. Oh, I used to be oh so sad. Now I'm usually free and glad. Cause Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Well, aren't you getting just a bit tired of fooling around? Trying to act your way through life, but you're not gaining ground. Well, why not trust the Lord today? He'll come in your life and stay. You'll find Jesus' love to be the greatest thing that you've ever found. Oh, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Jesus came into my heart, he came into my soul. I used to be always sad, now I'm mostly free and glad. Cause Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Oh, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Oh, Jesus came into my heart, he came into my soul. Well, I used to be so sad, now I'm always free and glad. Oh, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. Well, Jesus got a hold of my life and he won't let me go. And because he got a hold of my life, it is well with my soul. haste the day when my faith shall be sight. When the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend, even so it is well with my soul, even so. The blood that Jesus shed on Calvary will never, ever leave. Changed me. Bill Gaither's wonderful song, He Touched Me. Shackled by a heavy burden, crushed beneath my sin and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same, because He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Thank you. touched me. Jesus touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something marvelous happened, and now, praise God, I know Jesus touched me and made me whole. I hope he's touched you and made you whole through that gift, that sacrifice given at Calvary. And that's the next song at Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. No, it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. See, there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Through salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. At Calvary.
if you found that liberty in Christ Jesus at Calvary, then you need to be serving Him. This is a song you've probably never heard before. Why don't you? You say you love the Lord. Why don't you live like you do? You said you'd serve the Lord, and that you'd always be true. You said you'd follow Him and live the life if you could. Well, why don't you serve Him like you said that you would? You say He's wonderful. He blesses you every day. You say He brought you up out of the miry clay. Why aren't you thankful then? Why don't you live like you should? Why don't you serve Him like you said that you would? Why don't you serve the Lord? Life without His blessing you just can't afford, you know. You say we're judging, well, brother, that we don't dare. But anyone can tell by the fruit that you bear that you're not living right, and you know that isn't good. So why don't you serve Him like you said that you would? Why don't you serve the Lord? Life without His blessing you just can't afford. You say we're judging you, well, brother, that we don't dare. But anyone can tell by the fruits that you bear that you're not living right, and you know that isn't good. Why don't you serve Him like you said that you would? Why don't you serve Him like you said that you would? Why don't you serve Him like you said that you would? I hope you've trusted in Christ Jesus, and I hope you're serving Him. God bless you. Must Jesus bear that old rugged cross alone, and all the world go free? Yes, there was a cross for everyone. Jesus hung there for you.
We hope this program has been an eye-opener to you. We are not out to destroy anyone's faith, but to establish your faith upon the truth. Only then will you experience real liberty. The truth shall set you free. If we can be of any further assistance to you, we would love to help you. Or if you would like any of the free literature you see on your screen, you may call or write Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Our phone number is area code 313-778-5032. Once again, that's Grace Bible Church, 13630 Common Road, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Area code 313-778-5032. This program was presented freely to you in cooperation with this local public cable station. Thank you for sharing this time with us. Join us again this time next week to learn more about God's message of grace. Until then, this is Daniel Schulert speaking for all of us at Grace Bible Church, praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe.